The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Welcome back to The Breakdown. I genuinely think that's one of the best pop songs ever made. Australian duo The Veronica's second album, Hook Me Up, that was their group's first single to be released in the UK and the US, Untouched. That was originally released in December 2007, which means it's just turned 18 years old, which makes me feel very old indeed. Welcome back to The Breakdown. We're in the second hour now, and there is... I'm going to try and fit in about 14 songs, but I don't think I'll be able to, not within the next 56 minutes. But you never know, we're going to give it a go. First up, we've got Gretel. Gretel is a London-based musician. We've played her a few times on the show. This week, she announced her debut album, Squish, which will be out on April the 10th on Breadcrumb Records. And she's also playing a headline show at London's Oslo on the 14th. I think Gretel is going to be another name to watch out for this year. This is an excellent track. Title track, Squish.
Something in the way you're holding me now, like a fire hugging walls and closing in. And to be squished by you is everything I want. You're the billow on my face, the CO in my room, and all I want is to be squished by you. If you are sailing your propeller, cut me up, sir. And all the ships are coming in like a ceremonial scene. And if I want you to love me, I should be a stronger swimmer. Oh, I don't know what I've got, and I don't know what I've lost. All I want is to drown. All I want is to drown in love.
Excellent Gretel there with the title track from her debut album, Squish, which will be out on April 10th. Now, I was quite surprised to see that Sébastien Tellier has never been played on The Breakdown before now, so I may as well right that wrong with this track from his new album, Kiss the Beast, which was released yesterday. This is a collaboration with Kid Cudi, who once sampled a Sébastien Tellier track, Rocher, on his song Chunky. This is a track called Amnesia. I'll double it up with the second track from Joyce Manor's album of the week.
Thanks for the meantime, so you work with it, please be mine. But so long, come on, this is a new high. When I go and sip the amnesia, thanks for the way clouds roll by. Falling in the zone, never wanna leave. We can take a minute and get lost, how I'm rolling up the chances to leave down simply. Running, get it. Days of a fantasize, I had me some minute. Whoa, man, oh my god, that's hidden. In a trance, I forgot last minutes. Walk through a land in my hands, my woman. Scenes that I did in my mind. Time's going by, I don't mind. Time's taking away my mind. Searching for heaven and fine. In a trance, don't save me. Don't need nothing much more, huh? It's time you gonna learn what I mean. Toss away the stress, yeah. All the lessons I learned. Burning you up till morning. Take a second, then I want it more.
sens le cœur qui s'en va, le vent qui souffle sur moi.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Second track from the first of this week's Album of the Week. That's correct. Now, that's Joyce Manor and Falling Into It from their very short but very excellent album, I Used to Go to This Bar. And that song really reminded me of Weezer for some reason. We've got a second track from the other Album of the Week coming up. But first, Gov. That's Ben Cook. He's formerly been known as Young Gov, and he's dropped the Young now because he says he's too old. But he released his latest album, Warmer Than Gold, yesterday, a record that he says is inspired by early loves Britpop and Manchester, while also nodding towards shoegaze bands like Chapter House and My Bloody Valentine. And he used to be a member of Ducked Up, as we have to call them on this show. This is a lot more mellow. This is a track called Blue Jade from Gov.
Time.
That was Ben Cook, otherwise known as Guv, G-U-V, and a track called Blue Jade from his brand new album, Warmer Than Gold, which was out yesterday. Football Head are an alt-rock band from Chicago. They released not one, but two albums in 2024, Overthinking Everything in March of that year, and that was quickly followed by Before I Die in the August. And not ones to rest on their laurels, this week they announced their new album, Weight of the Truth, which will be out on March the 20th on Tiny Engines. This is the third track to be taken from it, Diversion, and I'll follow that up with the second track from the second album of the week, Länderhecht. But first, Football Head.
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Everyone's hungry. tears, leave it all to you. I've been running around the country, delivering bad news.
Excellent new album from Landa Hecht, and that was called A Million Broken Hearts. Now, at The Breakdown, we try to always play at least five new artists a week. I think I've got my five in already, but what the hell, why not have a few more? Wooed are a trio from Southsea in Portsmouth. They sprung from the DIY scene, and they channel the spirit of independent punk and the restless energy of post-hardcore. They're playing a series of live shows this week, including The Grove in Nottingham on Wednesday the 4th, and then, right here in Sheffield, they're playing the Washington on Thursday the 5th. This is a new single which was released yesterday for Dear Life, You Keep Getting Better. This is Wooed.
You keep getting better.
excellent new track from new band Wooed. That's called For Dear Life, You Keep Getting Better. And let's keep up the new artist energy by playing Penny Arcade. They are technically a new band for the breakdown, but it's the new project from James Hoare, who used to be in Veronica Falls and Ultimate Painting. This is a track called Rearview Mirror. It's taken from Penny Arcade's debut album, Double Exposure, which will be released on April 17th. It's music where guitars have taken a bit of a backseat and drum machines and synths have come to the forefront. This is Penny Arcade and Rearview Mirror.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you.
was Yumi Zuma and Cowboy Without a Clue. That's taken from the Kiwi Quartet's fifth album, No Love Lost to Kindness, which was released yesterday, follow-up to 2022's Present Tense. Now, Jessie Ware has reappeared for the first time in about 3 years. She has announced her new album, Super Bloom, and that album arrives on April 10th on Interscope. And fronting the record is the lead single, I Could Get Used to This, which comes with a glamorous music video set in a secret garden. This is Jessie Ware, I Could Get Used to This.
Is what I know. Step into my secret garden. It's not impossible to bloom and grow, 'cause everyone deserves their flowers.
I'll only do it if I wanna.
Got you hot under the collar.
You're like burning up my aura.
Pleasure's just around the corner.
I could get used to this.
Tonight I'll satisfy my every motive.
I could get used to this,
'cause you're the one I wanna be alone with.
I'll let you know when it feels right. Let me show you what feels nice. Let's stay here for infinity. Pablo silhouette, Venus energy. I could get used to this.
Yeah, I could get used to this. Don't you think it's about that time? A moment and sleep delayed. Baby, tell me what's on your mind, what you need. Don't have to whisper our fantasies. Baby, ask and you shall receive. You just have to ask nicely.
To write a pop song, didn't she? That's Jessie Ware, I Could Get Used to This, from taken from the upcoming new album Super Bloom. Next up, we've got another new artist for you. Hailing from Australia, the Great Emu War Casualties will be releasing their debut album Public Sweetheart No. 1 on the 27th of March. The first track to be taken from it is called Donut, which lead singer Joe Jackson, not that one, says his attempt at writing a 3-minute autobiography. And he also says it's a total rip-off of Always, which is never a bad thing, to be honest. This is Donut and the Great Emu War Casualties.
Mm-hmm. airport when you sent me a canva about a donut. I still wonder what would have happened if I found the time to grow into a real boy. Ask a stupid question, so what if I miss the way I used to? I like your style, perhaps I'll stay a while. I dropped 10 grand on a visa, but there or thereabouts, I can see you have your doubts. You've been trying hard to make it easier. I still wonder what would have happened if I found the time to grow into a real boy. And ask a stupid question, so what if I miss the way I used to feel?
This is Jess from PNES, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
My face down to the sink.
double bill of new artists for you on the breakdown there. That was Brown Horse, and Norwich isn't exactly the place you'd expect an alt country band to hail from, but that is indeed Brown Horse's hometown. They've been surprisingly prolific already, releasing an album a year since 2024, and on the 10th of April, they released their third album, Total Dive, definitely one for fans of Wednesday and MJ Landman, touring the UK in April before heading off to the North America for their first ever US tour. We've got 10 minutes left, and reggae time is in the studio, so I better get on with it. This is a track by New German Cinema, who I thought were a new artist, but it turns out we've played them a fair amount. It's the pseudonym of Fear of Men lead singer Jessica Weiss, who this week announced her debut album under that name. Pain Will Polish Me is out on the 27th of March. This is the first single to be taken from it. It features Merchandise lead singer Carson Cox on guest vocal, and it's called My Mistake.
You are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I needed a place, so I walked in the door. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. It's my world, it's my song. Didn't ask you to sing along. In my arms, you girl, you won't be here to say I'm wrong. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I needed some space, so I walked out the door. I couldn't say it to your face, but I won't be around anymore. I heard them say maybe someday.
Is Dafo's cover of Arthur Russell's classic I Couldn't Say It To Your Face. Right, we've reached the end of the show. Reggae Time is up next. I'm going to finish the show with the return of Baby Queen, her first new material since 2024 standalone single Ride or Die. This is called I Hope You Don't Remember Me. Joel and Steve are back next week. Thanks for listening.
Truly hope wherever you go, the sun.